into the World Trade Center.
727 just ran into the building.
Another one just hit.
Everyone just standing looking at
the whole tower
pouring out of the World Trade Center.
Just collapsed.
People are jumping out the window.
This is horrible.
I don't think normal is possible right now.
The most awful thing I've ever seen.
Just feel a sense of hopelessness.
The hard times have changed, don't you say?
Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life.
I keep holding on to you.
Our very freedom came under attack.
It's hard to keep the faith alive day to day.
In a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts.
Leaning on the strength I found in you.
I have relevance.
No matter how hard we try, words simply cannot express. Shock and the revulsion we all feel over what took place in this nation on Tuesday morning.
What religious and a right mind who believe in God would do something like this? How could they do that?
Far beyond what I can see or comprehend.
God is not the author of evil. I have to accept by faith.
Nations stream and angels sing, Jesus reigns.
That God is sovereign. A God of love and mercy and compassion in the midst of suffering. My prayer today is that we will feel the loving arms of God wrapped around us and will know in our hearts that He will never forsake us as we trust in Him.
The President of the United States says Dr. Graham is the man who led him to Jesus Christ.
On this National Day of Prayer and Remembrance, we ask Almighty God to watch over our nation and grant us patience and resolve in all that is to come. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth can separate us from God's love. Country awakened to danger and called to defend freedom. Please continue praying for the victims of terror and their families, for those in uniform, and for our great country. Prayer has comforted us in sorrow and will help strengthen us for the journey ahead. In all that lies before us, may God grant us wisdom, and may He watch over the United States of America.